Crema.
Young to the right side around a Gallinari pick. Young into the lane, floats. Hung on the rim and fell off. Rebound Lamar Stevens. 10 seconds to go. Into the fourth court, Sexton. Left side to Stevens. Down the lane. Pow with two hands. Stevens hit it. Atlanta, no timeouts. 112-111 Cavs. Into the fourth court, Young. Bounce in the right corner. Three. No good.
Broadcasting live
ish
from Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse on the sunny shores of beautiful Lake Erie.
The Detroit Pistons have been booby trapped
in downtown Cleveland.
Hello, Cleveland! Hello, Cleveland!
You've tuned in to Wine and Gold Radio.
Gordon, a teardrop. It was altered by the Cavaliers' Allen. Allen's got it. He rumbles into the forecourt. Oh, Jared Allen, coast to coast.
Now, here are your hosts, Rafa, J-Mike, and Joe G.
Oh my.
Yeah, hey. And welcome to episode 8, Ocho, woo-hoo, of Wine and Gold Radio.
And Gold Radio. Would you have gotten Bacardi Ocho
for this episode? Very, very tasty rum, by the way.
But we got a milestone hitting tonight.
We have plenty of alcohol for this show. Yeah. I am Joe G, and I am joined, of course, by the bad and the beautiful, Rafa Hernandez Brito, and Juan Miguel, John Michael. What's up, guys?
How are you? Look who joined us.
And Mr. Cavalier, he popped in. What's up? This is something we weren't expecting.
That was entirely unexpected. It was perfect, though.
We are joined by Mr. Cavalier, Austin Carr. Austin, welcome to the show.
Oh, man, it's always good to join my buddies.
Oh, man, so great to have you. AC, yeah. Last week these guys shamed me because I mentioned the Wine and Gold Radio win streak, that we won after every game, and then we had a little bit of a rough stretch. Now we're back to our winning ways, and I'm going to mention it again. Winning streak starts right here.
First well, episode. Put it this way. This is going to be a very interesting game because I know Doc Rivers – and he's going to remind them how we treated them last time, so we better be ready.
Very impressive week, guys.
Wait, welcome Juan Miguel, too.
I already welcome Juan Miguel. Juan,
I haven't heard him. He always takes a back seat.
He does. Juan, let's hear from you.
There's a lot of cooks in the kitchen in this podcast, guys. There's a lot of people talking.
And so, we have a sommelier.
Before you get to point.
A sommelier.
I defer to my sommelier partner and let him.
I just found out what that word was all about an hour ago.
I was thinking, because you are Mr. Cavalier and you are a sommelier, does that kind of make you Mr. Cavalier?
Yeah.
Because it sounds pretty good.
I like that. I like that.
Hey, Joe, let's not get too carried away now.
I don't know. It sounds pretty fancy, AC.
Hey, like I said, it wasn't for Patsy. I wouldn't know what a sommelier was, but I know what he is. I know he tastes a lot of wine. I know that.
Well, it's a very special episode of Wine and Gold Radio because we are going to have in the next segment Andrew Harding. You know, Joe G had been complaining, AC, about the wine tastings and liqueur tastings that you and I have been doing all summer long, right? And he's like, why don't I take part of this? So, you know, me knowing you and you knowing Andrew Harding, the co-founder of Knocking Point. By the way, I got to tell you guys a story about that. We're going to have it, and we actually have the Cavaliers Cabernet, the Cavs Cab. Everybody has it ready. There was some problem with the shipping, so they are going to replace every single bottle with drink on this episode today, okay? Oh. So don't worry about it. But by the way, my wife, Lily, who you all know, was a little upset at me, and I am in turn a little upset at you guys because of my accent. I kept saying Knocking Point, you know, because in Spanish you pronounce the words the way you write them. And O is an O, you know, like, whatever. So it's not Knocking Point. And I kept saying Knocking Point, and you guys never corrected me.
No, you're saying it right.
You're saying it right.
Isn't that it? Knocking point. That is it.
I never kept it. I think you're saying it fine.
All right. So you tell Lily then.
Hey, Ralph, you're on your own on that one. Yeah.
Guys, did you know that if the season ended today, we'd be only 3.5 games out of the play-in tournament? Which is now, amazing. Which we now know is, I believe, May 21st, I think.
Yes.
That is amazing. When I saw that, I could not believe that. I said, what? You mean to tell me all we got to do now is get it back together and we can slide in there?
It's wide open. The second half is wide open and we get healthy. But let's talk about the two wins we had this week. Coming off a 10-game losing streak, Cavs get it together, get a nice win against the Hawks, and then take down the Rockets.
Would it be safe to say, or fair to say, was a rookie week?
Outstanding rookie week for all three guys on both ends.
Yeah, at this point in the season, they've had enough bumps and bruises to understand what the pro league is all about now. I mean, so now we're waiting to see how much they develop now, because the one thing for sure with Wendler's starting to realize, first of all, I got to be ready to shoot the ball when I'm in position, and I got to get my shot off quicker. He was in the first part of the season, man. He was like, he was just like, I'm going, that's too slow. And he found that out, but now he's ready to get it off now. And really, as long as the ball's moving with him, he's all right. But when the ball stops moving and he stands around, he's watching a couple of our guys, no good. He's got to be in the flow of the motion so he can read what's going on. And I understand that type of ball.
Yeah, and he said that too after, you know, one of those strong performances. He said, when I'm just running corner to corner up and that way, when I'm part of the offensive work, and it's predicated upon moving the basketball, which he has done so much better over the last couple of games. Think about this. In 48 hours, Dylan Windler's career 3-point shooting percentage went from 30% to 42%. Career 3-point shooting percentage, 5 of 5 against Atlanta, 4 of 4 against Houston, a big part of that. And, you know, you talk about rookies, Lamar Stevens. We know what he did in the game.
I love him.
Yeah, with 4 seconds remaining. Go ahead, AC.
I mean, when you look at Stevens, he's the perfect – his story is perfect. I mean, to start out in the G League, a two-way player, and he just basically worked his way in to the rotation because of his style of play and the way he played. And I attribute that to – what DJ has done, because when you look at it, the only way you like, I kind of liken it to what Miami Heat does. Miami plays a certain style of ball. They go after, they know exactly the kind of player they have to go after because of the way they play and the way they want to play. They know the attitude that if you don't have this attitude, you might be good, but you ain't going to fit with us. They'll take a lesser guy with a little lesser talent, but he's got the right attitude and develop him as opposed to trying to get the guy that's really doing his thing. So I kind of like what we're doing, and I really wish Stevens the best, because I'm telling you, if I'm going to play somebody and I want to have somebody on him, I'm going to put Stevens on him. He may file out the game, but he's going to let him know that he's guarding.
He's definitely – I was going to say that his defense has really shown. But I know it was rookie week here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, but I'm not one to take credit for things. But ever since we let Jared Allen know on Wine and Gold Radio that his nickname was Patrulla Juvenil or Mud Squad in English, he's had career nights one after the other. I mean, you have to include him in the picture.
Yeah, I mean, as far as a week goes, you know, and we talked about his field goal percentage, which was insane. I mean, it really was nuts. But again, 5 blocks he had. You know, I mean, when you look at it, the Cavs as a team, I don't know if you guys know this stat, the Cavs had 5 blocks as a team all of last year. I don't know if you know that.
Wow. Are you serious?
No.
The whole season?
No, but the Cavs have been terrible in blocking shots. And
they have.
And finally, you had this year, everything has changed.
Blocks.
Yeah. Now you're having double digit blocks. You have between Jarrett and JaVale. I mean, defensively, I think Jarrett's underrated. I mean, really, he's.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I like to keep him under the radar for a while before the press starts putting pressure on him to produce like that every night. I kind of want to see him continue to develop, and then when he's ready for the stardom, throw it on him. But the media is not going to hold back on that. If he has a good one against Embiid, then that, and really, when you look at Embiid, the way he plays, if you attack him, like we're getting the ball to Allen, keep getting it, and make him play defense, he is not in shape to be able to guard somebody that can attack him all the time. So I'm looking forward to see if we can run him up and down that floor a little bit.
AC, I want to go back real quick to rookie week. Just ask about the rookies and specifically Dylan. Okay. That first time where you feel, you know, Dylan, all these guys were stars in college, as were you. Do you need that one game, that one or two games where you have you kind of blow it out?
In the zone.
And you're in a zone and you feel like, man, I belong. You were the number one pick, so you probably didn't have to worry about that. But for rookies, do they have to have that game or that moment where they're like, yep, I'm here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, even myself, I had to have that because back then it wasn't as national as it is now. In other words, when I read – about Jerry West, Oscar Robertson, Phil Chenier, Nate Archibald, all those guys, I've read about them in magazines, so I never really competed against them. So I had to kind of get my encouragement, and I had to get that up. And luckily, I had guys like Butch Beard and Lenny Wilkins to kind of help me through that kind of stuff. But, you definitely have to have it is one or two games where you really don't realize when it's happening to you until it's happened. And when you look at what what's his name has done, Wendler, I mean, it just happened. Mm-hmm. You know, and then all of a sudden now he's saying, oh, look what I got here. I got a new toy. And then, and then boom, 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 moving the ball. I mean, and now what he's got is what Stevens has worked his way to. He's got respect of his teammates. And once you get that, now watch how many times that if he's open, they're going to get him the ball now. It's almost pressure on these other guys to get him the ball because now he's producing and shooting. So when he's open, the fans are going to be and the coach is going to be expecting you to get him the ball. And that's going to be – that's huge, his development and confidence.
They would give me the ball if I was shooting like that, AC.
No, they would not. Yeah. They would not.
Okay, see, the hard part's over with. Now it's time to start drinking.
Open it up.
When we come back in segment two, we're going to have Andrew Harding from Knocking Point. Is that how we say that, Ralph?
Knocking. Yeah. I kept saying knocking.
Do I have time to go get a bottle?
Yeah, go get your bottle.
Yeah, you can get two bottles, AC.
AC is going to go step on some grape, so you got to make that one.
Cavs Cab was personally stomped by AC. I don't know.
Yes.
Is that true?
He curated it.
He's the curator. That's right. We'll be back in segment two. We'll have Andrew Harding on. We'll talk a little Cavs Cab. We'll talk – what are they? They are the official
wine of the Cleveland Cavaliers and the official wine of sports.
Yeah, but I also have to talk some Sopranos. We have to talk a lot. There's a lot to discuss with Andrew.
Yeah.
We'll be back on Wine and Gold Radio with Andrew Harding.
Wine and Gold Radio.
Hi, I'm Campy Russell. And I never, never, never listen to Wine and Gold Radio because I'm from Michigan.
There's more of this.
You have to be kidding me!
After this. On Wine and Gold Radio.
The Cav City Collection is now available online at cav.com/shop. Rep the land with jerseys, hats, tees, and more, inspired by the Cav City Edition uniforms.
Love running the lane, left side dance, pow, with two hands.
The Cavaliers, in a partnership with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, introduced the team's City Edition uniform, featuring a design and style that reflects the grit, attitude, and spirit of Cleveland's rock and roll roots. See the whole collection at cav.com/shop.
Madova outside the three-point arc, gives it off to Love. He'll step back, shoot, and hit. Kevin Love with the first 2 points of the ball game.
And that's his shot, John. We ran a lot of that for him last year, Tim. John's your middle name, right?
Not that either. Out front, three ball, no good by Wanamaker. Here come the Cavaliers. Don't worry, Campy, we'll be fine.
To Wine and Gold Radio.
Now that's energy.
Okay, everybody, and welcome back. Segment two of Wine and Gold Radio. The drinking has begun, fellas. We have started.
Wine and Gold Radio. The jingle is going to change.
It's going to sound great by the end of the show. We are joined by our special guest, Andrew Harding, co-founder, co-owner of Knocking Point Wines in the Walla Walla, Washington. Andrew, great having you on, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. It's fun to be part of the Cavs crew these days, so thanks for having me.
You know, Andrew, Joe G was complaining to me because I had told him the stories about the wine tastings we did over the summer. He was like, how come we don't do them here on Wine and Gold Radio? So we want to thank you for sending us some wine. We're actually tasting today on this episode the Cleveland Cavaliers Cabernet, Cavs Cab, curated by Señor Cavalier himself. Mr. Resident Sommelier.
Resident wine expert. Austin right Carr.
So, salud, everybody.
Salud.
I know exactly where you are, but salud.
Jindan.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. I am a knowledgeable sommelier. Is that how you say it?
Hey, close enough. That makes perfect. And you are.
Thanks, Andrew.
Andrew, I'm not a wine expert, obviously, and I'm trying. I love the wine. I love it. And as a writer, I'm always trying to find the right adjective for wine. How to describe it? What is a good expression to describe your wine? And then I'll tell you a quick Cav story about that.
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, I think one of the things that makes us so different from other wineries is that we don't take the normal path to making wines where we describe them with like the oaky finish and silky this and, you know, tobacco, raspberry. You know, first and foremost, we are wine lovers. And that's why we started this thing. You know, I was raised in Walla Walla, Washington, which is a wine town. And I got to see some really special things happening in my hometown. And all I really know still to this day, guys, is that I just really enjoy wine and wine culture, and how wine is different from other beverages, and that really there's a long story and a true connection to people and communities and the culture behind it. And that's why I like wine. And so, you know, in terms of you know, actually describing it, I would call our wines just simply approachable and super premium quality and at a fair price with an awesome story behind each one. You know, I think that some of these sommeliers, again, to, you know, say that word, you know, I mean, they're way better than I am at actually describing, you know, the notes and whatnot. And I could pick out some things here and there, but for the most part, I would, you know, I mean, to just hear people tell me that the wine exceeded their expectation and how approachable it is. I mean, that's what makes me happy. So, you know, as long as we're putting smiles on people's faces and they tell me that they love it, that's all I want to hear.
The great part about your wines is that there are stories behind every bottle.
You know what I mean?
So that's the beautiful part about it. So let's start with one of the stories that really is interesting to all our Cavs fans and all our millions of listeners on Wine & Gold Radio. Is the story about the birth of Cavs Cab. How did Señor Cavalier come into the story to use his wine knowledge? And how? Tell us about that process, because we want to know how this came to life.
Yeah, you know, so the winemaking process for us is you know, quite a bit different. Obviously, we've got some expert winemakers who make us look really good on a regular basis. But we like to get other people involved in the actual curation of the blend. And that adds to the story, right? So we do a minimum of about a dozen collaborations per year, you know, whether they're with my business partner, Stephen Amell, the guy from the show Arrow for years. He's shooting a new wrestling show on Stars called Heels right now. You know, he was the one who kind of started out this whole collaboration program and taking somebody who isn't really a wine expert, but letting them curate and blend wines, right? And so, you know, in working with the Cavs, we talk with, you know, Brian and Matt from the partnerships team and, you know, it was really pretty obvious from day one that we wanted Mr. Cavalier to lean in and be our, you know, expert winemaker on this project. And so, you know, to just simply start from the top and say, what do you like? Where do you want to start? And just guide them through the process. That's exactly how we do this. And you know, had he said he wanted a white wine or a rosé, we would have sent over some whites and rosés. We really would have. This name of Cavs Cab was like one of the very first concepts. And fortunately, AC picked a cab. So it made the name, you know, stick. And that part was easy. But, you know, it was truly, you know, selected by him. And, you know, we got to have some fun on a wine tasting. We sent out, I think it was four or five different blends. And, right. You know, this truly was his selection 100%. So, but that's exactly how we like to do it. You know, I mean, this isn't us telling people what they like. This is us working as a group and as a team and really, really collaborating to land on a project that I mean, not only the wine is blended and you know curated by all of us together collectively, but the brand, the story, the look, the feel, and everything about the packaging and the bottle itself also adds to that entire story. And you know, the end result is a totally unique and exclusive bottle of wine that we you know think that you know fans and you know wine lovers will really enjoy. So.
AC, that's a lot of responsibility, man. I mean, from your perspective, as you went through the process, I mean, they're giving you blends. I mean, were you overwhelmed? Like, wait a second, I'm not
right. At first, it was a little overwhelming, but then I reverted back to old days. Just rely on my taste. And the taste, and I just went through them all. Andrew kind of guided me through them. And I went through the taste and all three of them were good. And let me tell you, all three of them were good. It was hard to make, but the cab, I just kind of connected with it.
It spoke to you. It spoke to you when you tasted it.
Right, that's right, Rafa. It spoke to me loud and clear.
When it hit your tongue, you knew you were a sommelier.
Yeah.
You knew at that point.
Yes.
Andrew,
I didn't know what it was, though.
Andrew, I want to ask you about your family of wines, because I checked out some of, I mean, you have other, besides Cav's Cab, the one that kind of jumped out at me was Gangster Goddess. Because I'm a big Sopranos fan. I mean, I've seen all of them, and that has Di Matteo, Adriana, correct? And she's kind of behind that wine. Marron, that's all I got to say about her.
She's great. She's awesome. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter. She actually lives down the street from me here in L.A., but all of these things are done through Zoom. So we hopped on Zoom with her, too. The same thing. We had a couple great conversations, talked about the direction that she wanted to go in. She's got her podcast called Gangster Goddess Podcast. So the branding was already done for us, which, by the way, is a fantastic bottle. If you guys haven't seen it, it's you know, beautiful artwork. Mm-hmm. Super cool.
Is that the one biting the bullet on the label?
It's like the
I love
the bullet. Biting it. It's super cool. And again, she picked my favorite, you know, blend in the world, which is Oregon Pinot Noir. So I wasn't mad at it at all.
Exactly.
Now, I don't know if you, I don't know how to put this question up, but we are all here, I think, dudes that drink pink wine, and you just sold out on the first time you put it out there, right?
Yeah.
Is there somebody behind that, or is that a company brand?
That's Steven and I. You know, back in the early days, one of the reasons that we started this winery was that he and I went to Paso Robles, California, which is a wine town, and planned on spending a day to have some lunch and then press on to the Bay Area to watch a baseball game. He's from Toronto. We were going to watch the Blue Jays play the A's. And we ended up drinking a bunch of rosé and staying for 3 days in this place. Actually. And that was the genesis of this whole thing, you know. And I mean, as we were leaving, Steven goes, man, how do we do this way more often? Like, how do we do this whole wine town, wine region, wine people culture thing more? And I was like, well, hey, you know, we should talk about starting a winery in my hometown, and the rest is kind of history. But rosé was a big part of that, because you can, for the most part, you can enjoy it during the day and the afternoon. And we just decided to have fun with it early on. This is back in 2012, 2013, when rosé hadn't taken off the way that it has now. And just for fun, we just called it Pink Wine for Dudes. And that little sort of a silhouette that's a little bit of a play on like the you know, flight logo a little bit, that's actually he and I high-fiving. And a buddy of us took a buddy of ours took a photo of us doing it as a total joke. Again, just totally having fun with it. And then we turned it into that little icon. And so that's a flying high five of two guys doing it. Just a jumping high five. It's called Pink. I just sold out yesterday.
I saw that. Yeah,
I have to ask about Walla Walla, Washington. First of all, I love saying it. Everyone loves saying it. It's the town so nice that they named it twice and all that stuff.
Yep.
I mean, that is a huge wine region. I read that they actually have a community college course in winemaking. I mean, that's
they do.
Why is that such a huge winemaking region?
Yeah, you know, so it. I mean, first and foremost, you know, it's a fantastic agricultural region overall. When I was raised there was a ton of wheat and peas and onions and asparagus and, you know, across the board alfalfa and everything. It seems to work there. Everything does, apples even. And you know, in the late 90s, when I left for school, there were probably close to 20 wineries, I believe. Now there's approaching 200.
Wow.
And you know, what's happening whenever I go back home, which is, I mean, obviously, you know, in 2020, it was not often enough, but just watching these fields, whether they were asparagus or wheat before, turn over into vineyards, it's pretty incredible, right? And so, you know, what you've got is this perfect mix of really hardworking people and just really nice, hardworking people with farming backgrounds that have turned to grape growing and to, you know, making world-class wines. And what happened was, you know, back in the early days, we had a couple guys back in the 70s and 80s that started making wine out of Walla Walla, and going to some of these competitions and either winning them or placing incredibly high, you know. And it's, you know, sort of that story where, you know, the winemaker comes out of nowhere and wins a competition on a big, you know, international stage. And people are going, well, hang on a second. Where are you from? Napa? And no, I'm from Walla Walla. And wait.
Hey, right? Cinderella story.
Yeah.
Groundskeeper.
I have a question for you, because I know you put out a wine after every year of the anniversary of Knocking Point Wine. And now you're up to year eight.
Year eight.
When you sent me the year seven, I thought you had made one to celebrate my seventh year with the Cavs that I started this season. But you know, that's the story I tell. But don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody I'm making it up. But let's say, you know, I know you have pinche wine, so it won't be the first Spanish wine. If I have a C vino, or could we make like a 61? If somebody, let's say, like Señor Cavalier wanted to make a 61 to celebrate his 61 point. In a tournament playoff game, you know, and we pull it out next March Madness. Is that something that anybody can do with Knocking Point? Or
absolutely,
is it you guys select?
Yeah. I mean, look, that's one of the things that I'm most proud of, and I think that works the best with this, you know, winery that you know we've you know really started in my hometown. We started in my parents' backyard, and you know there are no rules, right? It's like, you know, finding stories first to kind of guide the process is exactly what we do. You know, and so, yeah, we could make a 61. We could sit down and come up with 10 different ideas that you know, have a story behind them and have a ton of fun with them. I was talking with a summer collegiate woodbat team that I played for back in the late 90s when I was in college and I played baseball. And so we've always been a supporter of them. They're semi Nike affiliated. Their team is the Knights, which is named after Phil and Penny Knight from Nike. They want to call their wine Going, Going, Gone for a home run. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to do a bit of a fundraiser for them. But the point is, you know, for that story is that, yes, as soon as you've got a compelling story and a reason and a purpose and a meaning behind it, we are all in on these things. And, you know, as the name hasn't been taken by somebody else,
right.
Let's do it.
What year did you score 61, AC? What year tournament? 71?
It was in 71, yeah.
71. There you go. So this is the perfect anniversary to celebrate next March Madness. We're celebrating the anniversary of the record that will never be broken.
There you go.
Austin Carr scoring 61 points in a tournament game.
There you go, Andrew. Get to work. Start. Rafa's put you to work.
Yeah, we need to set that up. But Rafa, you and I, we worked last season on the anniversary. Remember AC? And then we went out after to celebrate the 61. I say we get that all prepared. We do it again. If we need wine tasting, we have AC right there.
Yeah.
If we play. So I think it all works out perfectly.
I'm in. Look, and hopefully things are going to start opening back up. So I'll come out and join you guys in person from now on these things.
Perfect. Yeah.
Oh, man, that sounds better. Even better.
Andrew, can you stick around? We're gonna we have one more segment. Can you stick around with us real quick?
Yeah, of course. Let's
That's
do
awesome.
It. Love to.
Okay,
I
we will
get
be
a
back.
New bottle too.
Yeah, we went through that one pretty quick.
Did you really?
We will be right
back. We don't mess around here, Andrew. We don't mess around.
We're really endorsing your product here.
We got to keep ourselves. We got to keep ourselves warm out here.
Keep them coming, Rob.
Chilly today.
We'll be right back on Wine and Gold Radio.
Wine and Gold Radio.
Hi, this is number 9, Dylan Windler, and I never listen to Wine and Gold Radio.
There's more of this.
That was delicious.
After this, on Wine and Gold Radio.
Designed from the land, for the land, the Team Shop has introduced a new in-house apparel line called the Land Collective. The first series is inspired by the 2020 NBA Draft. Each series will focus on a specific theme and feature exclusive pieces that will only be available while supplies last. Get these new looks from the Team Shop today only at Cavs.com/shop. For more style inspiration and to be the first to know about upcoming collections, follow at Land Collective on Instagram.
This is Jared Allen, center for the Cavs. I listen to a lot of things every day, but it's never Wine and Gold Radio.
Now, back to Wine and Gold Radio.
Hello.
Okay, everybody, back for the final segment here on Wine and Gold Radio, the appropriately named Wine and Gold Radio, because we're
doing a double show today because we got like 4 more bottles to go.
Exactly. So. We're all doing a little sommelier action because we're joined by John Michael, our resident sommelier, Austin Carr, Mr. Cavalier, and Andrew Harding, founder of co-founder of Knocking Point Wines.
Mr. Cavalier?
Mr. Cavalier. I know. Now I'm doing it now. It's too late. It's too late.
That's fancy.
You are now Mr. Cavalier.
Cavalier.
Okay, so Andrew, real quick, before in the last segment, as a writer, I have a hard time finding an adjective for wine, an appropriate one. A few years ago, after we had won the championship, the Cavaliers went on a tour of Napa Valley. We went, stayed in the chalets, and they took us around. And we stopped at one chalet. The whole team was there. And someone asked the question of the, what would he be? The owner of the...
Probably the head winemaker.
The head winemaker. And someone asked him a similar question, said, what's a good way to describe wine? What is a good word? And the guy said, well, one thing we never want, and winemakers never really like, is the word buttery. It never wants to be buttery. So we all said, okay, well, that makes sense, you know. And... we're sitting around talking. J.R. Smith had kind of ducked out. I don't know if he had gone to the bathroom or went to make a phone call or something. Everybody's sitting around. These winemakers are kind of explaining everything technically. And J.R. kind of comes walking, and everybody kind of looks and laughs because he's J.R. So he comes in, he sits down, and they pour him a nice glass of wine, and all eyes are on him. And they say, well, what do you think? And he just leaned back and said, like butter. And the whole place was like, no, don't do
that. No, not that word.
Not that word.
Yeah, the one word. The one word you don't use.
Right. So, so Andrew, this wine is definitely not buttery, but it is great.
It's tasty.
It's tasty. It's delicious.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, for the most part, whenever I hear butter, I think Chardonnay. I don't like Chardonnay. We made one Chardonnay in the past, so I don't think anybody will ever be calling our wines buttery, fortunately.
Now, Knocking Point is the official wine of sports, you're saying. And there again, there's other people in your family. Teddy Bruschi, is that correct?
Yeah, Teddy did a wine with us to raise some money for his foundation. I grew up playing sports. I played baseball through college. My twin sister Sarah, who works harder than I do, she runs the operations up at the winery in Walla Walla. She played tennis through college. Stephen Amell, my business partner, you know, I mean, he's an actor, but he's also an athlete. He's playing a wrestler right now. He wrestled at SummerSlam, at Barclays Arena, like for real, got in the ring and trained, and he wrestled. He did American Ninja Warrior, and he won the thing. Like the guy's the real deal, you know. And then our head of partnerships, Lonnie Paxton, who some of you have met already, he played for the Patriots for 10 years and won 3 rings with that crew. So you got really a bunch of sports-minded people that also love wine. And, you know, in sort of just kind of looking at the overlap between sports and wine, we didn't really see any, but you know, I knew that whenever I hung out with Steven or all of our friends, we always had wine around. Like, you know, sort of the older you get, the less you want to drink IPAs and just sit around, right? mean, you know, yeah. So, you know, we shifted to the rosés and the Pinot Noirs years ago and started seeing a lot of our friends doing it, and just felt like that you know, there's a serious overlap there that no real winery was kind of going after. And so we just for fun trademarked the official wine of sports, really a little bit just kind of having fun with it, but then realized after we did it that there really is a lane for us here to start to produce these sports themed wines that you know are super approachable in profile, so that for a new wine drinker who tries the rosé or tries the red, they're not going to get hit over the head with a huge, you know, Sangiovese with like super tannins that's really kind of polarizing. But all of these kind of middle of the road wines like we picked here for Cavs Cab that are super premium wines from awesome vineyards, but they're real crowd pleasers, right? And so Cavs Cab is, you know, one of our first sports themes wine. We are making a wine right now called Game Time, which within a matter of weeks should be available inside Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse and several other arenas here soon. So we're going to march down this sports path just because sports are kind of in our DNA. You know, we know it, we love it. And, you know, we just feel like, you know, sports fans are looking for something different than beer, and they're obviously moving to the White Claws of the world and all that stuff. But, you know, we know that wine consumption is up, and, you know, we love sports, and we think that we're perfectly positioned to, you know, create this new wine experience for sports fans.
We just raised the numbers on the consumption a little bit after the last 45 minutes, but you mentioned the wine being available, the Knocking Point wine being available at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, but we have to let everybody know, for example, I know CavsWine.com is where they can go and purchase Mr. Cavalier's work of art in Cavs Cab. Where do we get the rest of the lineup for of Knocking Point product line?
Yeah, so just go to knockingpointwines.com. That's knocking with no K up front. It's just N-O-C-K-I-N-G. Or you can go to officialwinesports.com. That's us too. And it just redirects to our site just because that's such an easy one to say, officialwinesports.com. You know, but outside of that, the plan is to have these wines available in the Cleveland area as well too. So outside of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, you're going to be finding our wine showing up here soon on store shelves. And you know, we can obviously share some of those details here soon.
And of course, I mentioned about your wine having stories behind them, and Cavs Cab also part of the profits will benefit the Cleveland Food Bank. So, you know, enjoy yourself a little Cabernet, enjoy Mr. Cavalier's work of art, and help a little bit the community, because we still have a lot of people that need a little help, and the Cleveland Food Bank is doing an amazing job. So there you go. It killed more than two birds with one stone.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, everything that we do for the most part has a give back component to it. Last year alone, we raised well over $1 million for charities in need, which I'm super proud of, because this company still has less than 10 employees and we're based in, you know, little Walla Walla, Washington. So to be able to, you know, make an impact of, you know, seven figures is, you know,
amazing.
Something that I'm super proud of. And obviously to be able to support the, you know, Cleveland Food Bank is awesome. I mean, we're going to be with you guys in Cleveland for years. So, you know, if we can raise some money together and, you know, get people excited and, you know, help to feed some people, then we are all about it all day long.
Andrew, that sounds great. Hey, before I let you go, I got to ask you a basketball question. Are you an LA basketball guy now, or are you still holding out for the Sonics to return?
You know, it's funny. Walla Walla is closer to Portland.
So oh, okay.
You probably know where I'm going here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, I actually lived in Portland every summer during college playing baseball. And then I moved there for, I think, 3 or 4 years right out, you know, fresh out of college. So Portland's a little bit of like my home away from home. So I was always a Blazer fan growing up.
Okay. Well,
love Portland?
Go ahead.
I love Portland because it's the only arena where I have a better seat than the English broadcast booth.
That's why I like, that right? That's
usually,
why I like Portland.
Usually they put me all the way up in the hockey booth, in the gondola, and now in Portland, I'm in front of them. So I love the Moda Center.
I love it.
Andrew, also, Rafa once saved a media member's life in Portland.
My first trip.
In his first road trip ever, he gave a guy the Heimlich maneuver in the media room.
Did you? Good for you. That's incredible.
Yeah. All right, Rafa.
Andrew great. Harding,
drink
thank you so much.
That's right. That's it.
So much for joining us on Wine and Gold Radio. We loved having you. Maybe we'll have you back. But it really, it was great. Knocking Point Wines, Cavs Cab, delicious.
CavsWine.com.
Thank you.
Salud, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me and for supporting us. And I'm happy to be part of the Cavs crew these days, for sure. Absolutely. We are loving every minute of it. Thank you.
That was Andrew Harding, Knocking Point Wines.
Tasty wine. Thank you, Mr. Cavalier.
Mr. Cavalier, you did not steer us wrong on this one, buddy. I knew you wouldn't.
I did a lot of testing, so after a while, I could figure it out.
How did the process work?
Oh, man, it took me about a half hour to do it all because we were talking and
right.
doing this and that and that. And they gave me two bottles. I actually was six bottles, two of each one. But it was three. And I would take one and I'd drink it. And you know, you start out, I drank too much of it because it was kind of like I need to sip it so I could taste it and then go to the next and taste it. But I was drinking it and doing that. So after a while, it just became, all right, I'm going to just take this one. This one tastes the best. That was it. But we had a great time doing it. And I tell you, it's not bad having a job that you like. Like, he loves his job. He loves that. I mean, and you can just tell it's just all it's all from the heart with him and in his company. And I'm kind of happy that we are, joining at the hip with that company. They're a nice company.
Well, you know, I'm a type of guy that sings Christmas songs in July. All I want for Christmas is for John Michael to introduce you as Mr. Cavalier at one of the broadcasts on Fox Sports Ohio. And then I want the clip, and I want to make it my ringtone.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. We might have to wait a while.
All right, everybody, we have to thank, of course, before we leave, we have to thank our resident sommelier, Austin Carr, Mr. Cavalier, Mr. Cavalier. Matt Gold, the Golden Boy.
Golden Boy, yeah.
Joe Fritchin, the great Joe Fritchin. Peter Berman, Casey Coolis, the coolest name in broadcasting. Robert J. Hageman, Josie Joe Cayone, Brandon Jurosik, D-Mac.
Why instead of D-Mac, why don't you thank Lucy Matz better? You never include Lucy on the on the thank you list.
Now that you've called me out, yes, Lucy Matz.
Lucy Veras, I'm sorry. She's a married woman.
Lucy Veras, yeah. D-Mac, of course.
No.
And then, well, now it's too late.
Okay.
And, of course, the dynamic duo of Dirty Kurt and Marty Allen.
Let's go, Big Daddy.
So we'll see you next week. And as always, good night, Freddie Mac, wherever you are.
Rebound, Maury Spence. Good night, Oakland. It's over.
It's over.
The 52 years round is over.
You're listening to Wine and Gold Radio.
Oh, Danny!
Cleveland.
Wham!
Ohio.
Here. See you in 2 hours.
America.
Damn, how much better wait for me?